Good afternoon. Welcome to Aramis Communications Internet Radio. This is Jim White,
Emily Osmond,
Martha Ann Serba,
Winnie Thompson.
From the Legion of Mary, Wilmington, Delaware, Curia, United States of America. We are broadcasting from St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware. Today is February the 15th, 2019. Last Monday, February the 11th, was the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. Also coming up this March is the Feast of the Assumption of Mary. Thus, we are preparing for the Acies, which is the legionaries' opportunity to reconsecrate themselves to Our Lady. After we prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet, we will talk about the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes and about the Acies. Finally, we will say the prayers of the Legion and then a novena to the three American saints for life.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hockessin, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words, "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. "Encourage souls to say the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will." Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told St. Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to Saint Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
and have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Story of Our Lady of Lourdes from franciscanmedia.org. On December 8, 1854, Pope Pius IX proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Conception in the Apostolic Constitution Ineffabilis Deus. A little more than 3 years later, on February 11, 1858, a young lady appeared to Bernadette Soubirous. This began a series of visions. During the apparition on March 25, the lady identified herself with the words, "I am the Immaculate Conception." Bernadette was a sickly child of poor parents. Their practice of the Catholic faith was scarcely more than lukewarm. Bernadette could pray the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Creed. She also knew the prayer of the Miraculous Medal, "O Mary conceived without sin." During interrogations, Bernadette gave an account of what she saw. It was something white in the shape of a girl. She used the word akero, a dialect term meaning "this thing." It was a pretty young girl with a rosary over her arm. Her white robe was encircled by a blue girdle. She wore a white veil. There was a yellow rose on each foot. A rosary was in her hand. Bernadette was also impressed by the fact that the lady did not use the informal form of address "to," but the polite form "vu." The humble virgin appeared to a humble girl and treated her with dignity. Through that humble girl, Mary revitalized and continues to revitalize the faith of millions of people. People began to flock to Lourdes from other parts of France and from all over the world. In 1862, church authorities confirmed the authenticity of the apparitions and authorized the cult of Our Lady of Lourdes for the diocese. The feast of Our Lady of Lourdes became worldwide in 1907. Lourdes has become a place of pilgrimage and healing, but even more of faith. Church authorities have recognized over 60 miraculous cures, although there have probably been many more. To people of faith, this is not surprising. It is a continuation of Jesus' healing miracles, now performed at the intercession of his mother. Some would say that the greater miracles are hidden. Many who visit Lourdes return home with renewed faith and a readiness to serve God in their needy brothers and sisters. There still may be people who doubt the apparitions of Lourdes. Perhaps the best that can be said to them are the words that introduce the film "The Song of Bernadette." "For those who believe in God, no explanation is necessary. For those who do not believe, no explanation is possible."
The Acies. Bearing in mind the importance of devotion to Mary in the Legion system, each year there shall be a consecration of legionaries to Our Lady. The consecration, which shall comprise both an individual and a collective consecration, will take place on the 25th of March or on a day close thereto, and will be known as the Acies. This Latin word meaning as it does, an army ranged in battle array, is appropriate to a ceremony in which the legionaries as a body assemble to renew their fealty to Mary, Queen of the Legion, and from her to receive strength and blessing for yet another year's battle with the forces of evil. Moreover, the word is ineffective contrast with Presidium, which contemplates the Legion no longer drawn up in united array, but split up into various sections, each engaged in its own particular sphere of duty. The Acies is the great central annual function of the Legion, so that it is necessary to stress the importance of attendance on the part of every member. The essential idea of the Legion, upon which all else is built, is that of working in union with and independence on Mary, its queen. The Acies is a solemn expression of that union and dependence, the renewal, individual and collective, of the legionary declaration of fealty. Hence, it is manifest that any legionaries who can attend and yet fail to do so have little or none of the spirit of the Legion in them. The membership of such persons is not an asset to the Legion. The following is the procedure. On the day fixed for the ceremony, the legionaries shall assemble, if possible, in a church. At a convenient spot is placed a statue of the Immaculate Conception, suitably decorated with flowers and candles. In front of the statue will stand a large-sized replica of the Legion Vexillum, which is described in Chapter 27 of our handbook. The proceedings commence with a hymn, followed by the opening prayers of the Legion, including the Rosary, an address by a priest on the significance of the consecration to Our Lady follows. Then the procession towards the statue begins. The spiritual directors go first in line in single file, then the legionaries also singly, except in a case of great numbers when they may advance in pairs. On reaching the vexillum, each one or each pair pauses. Then, placing the hand upon the staff of the vexillum, he repeats vocally as an individual act of consecration and the following words: I am all yours, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is yours. This done, the vexillum is relinquished. The legionary bows slightly and passes on. If the number of legionaries is large, the making of an individual act of consecration will occupy some time, but the impressiveness of the ceremony will gain rather than lose by that fact. It will, if an organ be played during the process of the legionaries to and from the statue. It would not be in order to use more than one vexillum. Such expedient would shorten the proceedings, but it would destroy their unity. Moreover, the note of haste would be discordant. The special characteristic of the Acies should be its order and dignity. When all legionaries have resumed their places, an act of consecration to Our Lady is said aloud by the priest on behalf of all present. Following this, the catena is recited, all present standing. Then follows, if at possible, benediction of the Most Blessed Sacrament, after which the concluding prayers of the Legion are recited. A hymn is sung, and the Acies terminates. It would be in order, of course, to have Holy Mass celebrated on the occasion of the Acies. In place of the benediction, the other details of the ceremony remaining the same. The celebration of the Paschal Mystery would absorb into itself and present to the Eternal Father through the one Mediator and in the Holy Spirit all the consecrations and spiritual offerings which are placed in the maternal hands of the generous associate and humble handmaid of the Lord. It's from Lumen Gentium. The above formula of consecration, I am all yours, etc., should not be mechanically or thoughtlessly pronounced. Each one should compress into it the fullest degree of understanding and gratitude. As a help towards this, he should study a Marian synthesis, Appendix 11. This endeavors to set forth the unique part played by Mary in salvation and accordingly the extent of each one's debt to her. Perhaps the synthesis could be made the subject of the spiritual reading and of the allocutio at a presidium meeting shortly before the Acies. It is suggested that it be also used as the collective act of consecration at the ceremony itself. Mary is an object of terror to the powers of hell. She is terrible as an army set in battle array. For like a wise commander, she well knows how to dispose her power, her mercy, and her prayers for the confusion of the enemy and for the benefit of her servants. St. Alphonsus Liguori.
The purpose of the Acies. As near to the feast of the Annunciation as possible, the whole worldwide legion, both individually and collectively, earnestly seeks each year to celebrate the Acies. This ceremony is one of the most beautiful and profound functions of the legion. What precisely is its purpose and meaning? Well, first of all, it presupposes an examination of our relationship to Mary, and specifically our practice of true devotion to her in the spirit of St. Louis Marie de Montfort. Then we seek to renew and express publicly our consecration to Mary in the condensed and beautiful formula, quote, I am all yours, my queen and my mother, and all that I have is yours. What an extraordinary depth of doctrine and devotion are packed into so few words. They express the total conviction and commitment of every true legionary. It would be difficult to exaggerate the importance of the Acies in the life of the legion. Our founder was, to a notable degree, patient and encouraging to weak members of the legion. He coaxed and cajoled them to better things because he believed in their potential. He was convinced that with a bit of affirmation and understanding, all of us would respond with greater generosity. It is impossible to think of him as someone who would quench the smoking flax. Yet, when it comes to the Accias, he uses perhaps the bluntest words in the whole handbook. He writes, quote, "The Accias is the great central annual function of the Legion, so that it is necessary to stress the importance of attendance on the part of every member. The essential ideal of the Legion, upon which all else is built, is that of working in union with and independence on Mary, its Queen. The Accias is the solemn expression of that union and dependence. The renewal, individual and collective, of the Legionary Declaration of Fealty. Hence, it is manifest that any legionaries who can attend and yet fail to do so have little or none of the spirit of the Legion in them. The membership of such persons is not an asset to the Legion. The purpose of the Accias is to renew and deepen our consecration to Mary at least once a year. That consecration is at the heart of our vocation in the Legion. The project of true devotion to Mary is never done once and for all, but we must keep going back to the basic principles and try to live them better throughout our lives. What does it mean? It means belonging totally to Mary. Absolutely nothing must be held back. I am totally yours. Everything I am or possess, spiritual and material goods, past, present, and to come, I will give every moment of my life to Mary. Why? Let us answer in the words of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, quote, "The essence of a devotion consists in giving ourselves up entirely to the Most Holy Virgin in the quality of slave in order to belong wholly to Jesus Christ, and in the next place to do all our actions with Mary, in Mary, by Mary, for Mary, in order to do them more perfectly with Jesus, in Jesus, by Jesus, and for the Jesus, our last end." The shorthand of all the work of de Montfort and the founder is to Jesus through Mary. Sometimes we might be tempted to think that this consecration is too demanding. It may appear sometimes to be a constant struggle, and sometimes we can feel exhausted with all the work that never ends but accumulates day by day. But authentic love of Mary eases these problems, and we remember the constant saying of Frank Duff in his many letters to the Legionaries, quote, "We are accustomed to think and to say that whatever we give to Our Lady through the Legion is infinitely outweighed by what she gives to us in return. May this idea realize itself fully in your own case." Let me finally end by suggesting with the handbook that you mull over the Marian synthesis found in the appendices of the handbook before the Accias, or you ponder on the little article that Frank Duff wrote on our debt to Mary. If we really knew what Mary's maternity of each one of us cost her, and if we had even an inkling of her love for us and her share in the work of our salvation, we would probably find making a total consecration to her the most inevitable and delightful thing we could ever do. It is good to remember that the life of our founder was utterly transformed by the repeated reading of de Montfort's True Devotion of Mary. And the same may very well happen to us if we follow this example.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created.
And you shall renew the face of the earth.
Let us pray. God our Father, pour out the gifts of your Holy Spirit on the world. You sent the Spirit on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel. Now let the Spirit continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. You, O Lord, will open my lips.
And my tongue shall announce your praise.
Incline unto my aid, O God.
O Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God.
That we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech you, that, meditating upon these mysteries, the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Most Sacred Heart of Jesus,
have mercy on us.
Immaculate Heart of Mary,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint John the Evangelist,
pray for us.
Saint Louis Marie de Montfort,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising,
fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array?
My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth, all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name.
He has mercy. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him.
He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted.
He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly.
He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty.
He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy.
He promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Who is she that comes forth as the morning rising,
fair as the moon, bright as the sun, terrible as an army set in battle array?
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, who has been pleased to appoint the Most Blessed Virgin, your mother, to be our mother also, and our mediatrix with you, mercifully grant that whoever comes to you seeking your favors may rejoice to receive all of them through her. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our prayers and our necessities, but ever deliver us from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Mary Immaculate, Mediatrix of all graces,
pray for us.
Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael,
pray for us.
All you heavenly powers, Mary's Legion of Angels,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saints Peter and Paul,
pray for us.
Confer, O Lord, on us,
who serve beneath the standard of Mary, that fullness of faith in you and trust in her, to which it is given to conquer the world. Grant us a lively faith, animated by charity, which will enable us to perform all our actions from the motive of pure love of you, and ever to see you and serve you in our neighbor.
a faith firm and immovable as a rock, through which we shall rest tranquil and steadfast amid the crosses, toils, and disappointments of life. A courageous faith which will inspire us to undertake and carry out without hesitation great things for your glory and for the salvation of souls. A faith which will be our legion's pillar of fire, to lead us forth united, to kindle everywhere the fires of divine love, to enlighten those who are in darkness and in the shadow of death, to inflame those who are lukewarm, to bring back life to those who are dead in sin, and which will guide our own feet in the way of peace, so that the battle of life over, our legion may reassemble without the loss of anyone in the kingdom of your love and glory. Amen.
May the souls of our departed legionaries and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen. Amen.
A novena to three American saints for life. Saints Elizabeth Seton, Francis Cabrini, and John Newman are powerful witnesses to the gospel of life. Each in their own time, this novena suggests 3 days of prayer to each of the saints for the promotion of life in our country and our church today. Saint John Newman. Saint John Nepomucene Newman came to the United States as one of 36 priests to serve the 200,000 Catholics of New York and New Jersey in 1836. As a priest in Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, and Bishop of Philadelphia, he was tireless in his love for the people of the United States. He died in 1860 while on his way to mail a chalice to a missionary priest. Day 4. Saint John Newman, as a loyal son, a faithful priest, and a tireless bishop, you work to support and defend life in all its wonder. Intercede for the church you loved with all your heart, that we may be faithful witnesses to the gospel of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Faithful son of faithful parents, teach us to honor our parents when they grow old. Immigrant and stranger, inspire us to welcome the rejected of the world. Protector of the young, inspire us to work for the safety of all children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We will continue to pray this novena for the next few weeks.
Thank you for listening. We welcome your comments. Send them via email to legionofmary.internet@gmail.com. That's legionofmary.internet@gmail.com. We would like to acknowledge the following who made the broadcast possible. Father Dillingham, pastor of St. Mary the Assumption Catholic Church, Hockessin, Delaware, United States of America. Tom McGinley of Oremus Communications, A.J. Laporto, who provided the music. All the members of the Legion of Mary, Wilmington Curia, thank you. And please listen again next Friday at 3 p.m.